Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good choir.
Amazing choir.
Oh, they are? Oh, they must be Americans. Good for them. Like I've always said, I'm a bad American. I'm a bad Mormon. I'm a bad socialist. Apparently I'm a pretty bad libertarian too. You know what? I don't think there's anything that's good at it. I'm sorry, man. Hey, that's more than all the stuff put together here. You're gonna be loyal to your country, but then again, I think ISIS is pretty loyal to his country. And, that's not pleasant for anybody. Ooh, yeah. Anyway, I was going to the church there the day before Memorial Day, right? And who was his name? Not David. Not Paxton. One of those older fellows. That was the thing. Sad, isn't it? I don't think it's because they're old. I think it's because they all look the same. Anyway, he was talking about, whoever it was, the one that's not in primary. I don't think it's Harold Davis. I think it's the other one. There's three of them. It's the third one. Anyway, he's going on and on about the importance of Memorial Day. And how these are the people that fight past me and stuff like that. You know, I decided I didn't want to stir anything up. That's not important, right? So it's like, okay, whatever. You know, everybody's kind of, yeah. I was like, hey, anyway. All I know is all those military guys that go off and give their lives, they get to retire after 20 years. Most of them retire before they're 40. You know, they blown up to go, yeah. Just, you know, they're bad. They go, I don't think so. But they haven't fought for freedom in decades. I said, and if that's what our government wants them to do, I suppose so. And you go, but, you know, it's like I still don't teach. The teachers are very well compensated for what they do. He said, the military gets all kinds of perks. Really, really cheap health care for the rest of their life. In New Mexico, they don't have to pay as high property taxes. They get a property tax, right? Honestly, I said, well compensated. I said, God bless them, you know, because they're gamblers. They take a gamble that they're going to get to see all these nice benefits out of it. And sure, you know, they can save themselves all day long. They're the American way and fighting for freedom all over the world. And you go, that's nice. You go, am I going to honor them with a special day? No. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be rude. Yeah, it's a myth. if there's snowbird or cult, there's more lion on there. Even more.
Okay,
more
fur. Here?
Over. Yeah, it's over here.
I can't get a hold of it. It's tickling, tickling, tickling.
It's out there. That's
better. Oh,
no, yeah, that's so good. You have to spit a lot. Don't swallow it. You might get some horrible disease and die.
He's swallowing this whole time.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Why?
Well, because there might be something on underneath that tooth that's really, really disgusting. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Sorry, didn't even bring it up. There it is. That's how people die from... Who was it? Oh, what's his name? Over in Fort Sumner. He died of an abscess. Poison finally got him. There you go, here. That's what happens, man. Well, you can't handle that. That's a crap. Anyway, so... Careful. Rinse a whole lot. I can just imagine, Lee. Anyway. Yeah. There's a lot. There's a certain group of people. Sadly, they're a bunch of leftists. It really pains me when they're actually correct, or when I actually agree with them. This is what I do. So this is true. I said, we have become a heavily militaristic society. We worship our warriors. Give them enough stuff. The sad part is, they've also turned a certain proportion of them, I'm not going to say all of them, a certain proportion of them, into whining, complaining, just pathetic, bellyaching towards people. Just terrible. This is going to be interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Alright. Just turn yourself off, you ladies, and do that, huh?
Just
drop the
man.
Get my hand. Bring it
clear. Come on, fuck up the
I thought that was an interesting conversation, and then I happened to read an article maybe a couple of days later, the holdovers of the Memorial Day thing, on Lou Rockwell. He was anti-state. He was more of an anarcho-Catholic. Anyway. And there was somebody. The usual thing. Several people were sitting there. You're so weird about that. That we've that we don't have gods, but we have military members. You're pretty close. Never say something bad about them. And you go, well, it seems kind of pointless to say something about the interesting people that decide to go in the military. And you go, I'm not going to say that it isn't a choice. It isn't a viable choice. Just, but, could you get killed? Yes. Could you get maimed for life? Yes. Could it screw up your head? Oh, most definitely it will. That's the whole point of it, is to turn you into somebody who really doesn't care much about death. All of our favorite video games. and all about bragging people. You know, because that's what you do in the military, just do it for real. Not even a big conceptual shift. The military likes the gamers on one level, but they really hate them on a whole nother. They really don't need much training in this is how you tell people. And be able to say, just say, well, oh, man, I treat it like a video game in my head. Those aren't people. Those are the enemy. Anyway, so they said, but they go away. They said, that's the big problem. If you can't. We can't get the right mix out of this. We want really intense gamers who work really, really hard at it. It's not really part of it. It's not really part of the mindset. If on the gaming system, it's going to be lazy. Anyway, but it is, you know, it's a dad. You know how my father is. He thinks everybody should go in the military. Because when you're having to, he goes, what you talking about, Dad? You barely know what you're talking about. And you did whatever, and you barely were able to get honorably discharged. They wanted you out so badly. Because I don't even know that he really did anything particularly. Anyway. So yeah, he's funny. But it's mostly because he sees these guys who are not even 40 and they're already retired. You know, they can get as much education as they want to. They get all these free perks. VA house, the house loan. He sees all the perks. You know, the funny thing was, he wasn't in the military during the war time. He got out just before Vietnam. So he had nothing to do in Vietnam. Nothing happened there. Just so that really ended up kind of being... Because, you know, and there was a nice little period there. Between the two Gulf Wars, between Vietnam and the Gulf War,
mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful time to be military. Nothing happened. Nothing. For no one's questioning why we had a military in the first place. We got to scare the Russians. Yeah, but we don't do anything. Prospect. You don't really care. You want the military. You go, it's a bad place here. Seems like the guys who are able to retire from it are really, really dedicated to it. You know, they see all the good parts of it. Stuff like that. For the people, it's a job with a lot of perks. You know? What are you talking about? There's every job that gives you a housing allowance.
I know, right? I mean, housing allowance. Look at this. They're
a month?
Yes.
And you go,
are you kidding?
Because most of my life, that was how much money I got, period. For food and housing and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And you go,
4 years.
Yeah, because I'm sorry. That's like when you say, oh, we need to just honor and respect our military as well. Well, it's done that way to get more people to join. To the same. At least the ones that they want. Just in. Brandon was saying, yeah, I don't think I'm going to work for the military after this. I'm a little tired of it. And he goes, are you sure? He said, yeah. And I said, are you really sure you want to? He says, you're going to get stuck in between contacts and you're going to kill. No, I'm essentially not going to do that. He goes, okay. He goes, pretty sure you will, because you enjoy the lifestyle and you enjoy money. You don't think you do, but you do. You wouldn't have stayed in this line if you didn't. And being a contractor is actually a little bit worse than being in the line. Pay is really, really good. You know, you can't hardly. It's not like a job from a money standpoint. So, but they don't. They don't have to pay anymore. Well, there's all kinds of other. You can't do this, 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 you can't do this. They don't have to fall out anymore. Well, they just like to fall out. But they have to. Contractors don't know. They did things that the military wasn't allowed to do. But a private security company, they could do that. Around the court now, they just change names. Shuffling around the deck, doing the same thing? Yeah. Just doing it a little more quietly, and they didn't know that people were really watching them. Now they do. So now they're tricky. So yeah, it's like, they have special lines. So they've got good side and bad side, fuck after that. Go ahead and tell them that. Am I going to? No. Guess this is our crap? Yeah. They compensate for it? Someday it won't happen. Choose not to, yeah. But let me tell you, it's petty stuff. And when you stop doing it, you really miss. It's like when you're down there missing. You miss the kind of aura that you got to enjoy. And you don't understand it for a while, a couple of months at least. That people aren't getting over backwards. Once you grand you walk down, you know, all kinds of pain. Yeah, and you go, I don't get it. You go, you will. Your service is out. It's over. Time to get to work. You got a wonderful little life here. Hope you enjoyed it. Can I get busy? You can tell stories. It's hard to be back to how wonderful your mission was. That's great. But don't. That would be your glory. To be in the field. It is. All this stuff coming up the flag and all that. That's quasi-militaristic. You know? It shows our our military son, you know, they all walk around in unison, you know, go like this, all kind of precision line, and they go, Oh, Pepper! Whoops.